Hey guys, this is Tom with the Quack Back Block Show. We have a little special treat for you. Think of it as an after-dinner mint to the entree that was the Quack Back Block Show. This is a Q&A segment where we compile some questions submitted by you, the listener, and we respond in our own special quirky way. Feel free to hit us up on ATQ or on social media and submit your question for the next question and answer episode. We're going to try to make this sort of a part of our regular Addicted to Quack, Quack Back Block Show segment. But for now, it's a bonus. Enjoy.
On to Quacks and Answers.
Quacks and Answers.
Okay, let me pull up our questions here. If I can get to them.
Please, sir. I want some answers.
Yeah. Having fat fingers on a small phone is not very good, I'll say. Okay. Our first question comes from G-Man83201.
G-Man!
They ask, would it be better for my wife and I to put our money in one of those high-yield online-only bank accounts or in a money market?
Depends on how much access you want to have to it. If you just want to put it in and let it mature, I'd probably do some research into some money market accounts. But if you anticipate needing it for emergency expenses, then I would investigate the high yield online only savings accounts.
Yeah. He also asks, can you give us some money to put into either a high yield online only bank account or in a money market?
I would not. Yeah. But all of my money is tied up in my money market account is no longer, and it's not liquid to me for another 6 years. So ask me again in 6 years and the answer will still be no.
Yeah. Okay. Groucho Duck asks, why is a man that invests all your money called a broker?
I see what you did there.
That's a funny question. Mm-hmm. Groucho Duck, he asks another silly question. If a deaf person has to go to court, is it still called a hearing? That's really funny.
What?
Yeah. Alfred Jodica's Quack asks, would Herbert get more respect from the football world if he were louder and dumber?
Louder, yes, but not necessarily dumber. See also Baker Mayfield.
He's not having a good year for the Browns.
No.
Yes, I believe if he was much more of a louder personality, he would get more publication. But in the draft world, he's arguably the QB1 now that Tua is injured. He's putting up Heisman level numbers. It's just the other Heisman guys have run away with it, so he's not in contention for that, I believe.
I also don't know if he's or anybody else is really worried about his optics at this point.
No. Just win and you're in. Okay, should have been a duck asks, when did you start and stop being a Florida State fan?
Good question.
Well, when I started, I started right before the late 90s dynasty years with featuring the 99 championship team that went wire to wire, the first team to ever do it, by the way, and still the only one, if you believe USC wasn't illegally paying players at that point. So I never stopped. I just took a hiatus, I'll say. But I'm more of an Oregon fan so far. So there's that. Okay, Alfred Jodica's Quack asks again, why is Shuck getting so little playing time in games that are well in hand?
I think it's because we still haven't seen a complete game from Herbert yet. Mm-hmm. You look at what happened to Tua. The only reason he was still in the game at that point was because Nick Saban was trying to simulate a two-minute offense because the games they played all year, Tua doesn't really have an opportunity to step in and run a 2-minute offense. Mm-hmm. They're normally doing a 4-minute offense or kill the clock offense, or they've already brought in the second string quarterback, where with Herbert, there's still things that they're trying to work with him on to give him a more complete skill set to go not only into the postseason, but also probably into his professional mm-hmm. career. I don't know, Joseph, what do you think?
Yeah, it's just particularly the USC game, Herbert should have been pulled earlier. But I agree with your sentiment. The good Dr. Kwok asks again, don't we want him to get live action reps with the younger elements of the receiving core? Of course we do. It's just Shuck is in good hands, I believe, in practice, according to all the reports.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm excited to see him play. But right now, I think it's still very much the Herbert show. And yeah. I'm sure that if the coaching staff thought that Shuck was ready to make that next step, they would have him in. I would not be surprised to see him play a good section of the Arizona State game.
Yeah, so he's proven in limited doses that Shuck can run the offense, so which means he doesn't turn around and hand the ball off all the time. So he can throw pretty good, actually, as we've seen in the spring game. Mm-hmm. And then the couple of plays that he had to come in the USC game while Herbert was hurt. So God forbid if Herbert gets hurt, you know, we're not totally lost.
Yeah, and I've said it before, that one of the things that I really like about Shuck is that when he comes in, I'm not nervous.
So we have another question from Cool Duck. They ask, how do I deal with secretly wanting the Fuskies to win their last two games with the possibility of them being ranked, so just so it makes Oregon look better when the rankings come out?
I mean, having a hated rival doesn't necessarily mean you forfeit any logical progression that it causes on your team. I understand the conundrum of wanting to root for a rival so that way it makes our team look better. But I think that's actually a very selfish reason to want the Huskies to win. And so I say go for it. It ultimately makes the Ducks better. So I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't root for Washington in any capacity, period. So may they lose out. Okay, I can't answer this question from Bill Musgrave.
Dang it, Bill.
Yeah, it's a running joke between he and I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep it between you two then.
Yeah. Baba O'Reilly asks, should ATQ set up a retirement committee in cult base in Italy? There's a village in Italy that's selling for less than $2.
I saw that. Yes. I would really miss all of my friends, and I don't speak Italian very well. To answer your question, Mr. Baba O'Reilly, stick to my teenage wasteland I have here.
Yeah, Italy is a beautiful country, but no. Plus, we would miss Oregon football.
Yeah, why would I move to Italy? They don't have Oregon football in Italy.
No. Some of these questions are really funny, but I can't say them. It's a family-oriented show, but we can edit this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cyril Figgis asks, if I lay here, would you lay with me and just forget the world?
No. I kind of like thinking about the world, actually. Yeah. No, sorry, Cyril.
No. Okay, we didn't get to the questions from last week, but I can find them. Okay. So I can't answer this question from Groucho Duck.
Dang it, Groucho Duck.
Yeah. It's very explicit.
Can you give the TV edited version?
Yes. What do you call it when obese people swim without clothing?
I'm really curious about what this answer is.
Oh man, there are a couple of answers. Yeah.
What are they?
Shit him in the duck ass. He answers in. I can't say it. Aka exotic aerobics.
Okay.
And the Duckinator answers it. He says it's a pod.
It's a pod. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, and another funny answer is Pete592 answers it. He says it's a Walmart Christmas party. Yeah. Okay, let's see if I can find those questions from last week, if we can answer them. Okay, if I found them. Okay, Sham I Am asks, who do you want to see Aaron Feld spar with?
Pass.
I want to say the guy, for the strength coach from Northwestern. Because he seems like a total meathead. Yeah. Okay, and scrolling down. Okay, Jonathan PDX asks, what are the best and worst duck themed car accoutrements? Apparently he has a new car.
Well, let's see. Some of the best and worst.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really like the O with the wings on it as a decal on the hood. You can get a Oregon duck helmet antenna topper. Those are kind of fun. I like it. This is kind of strange, but I like it when someone takes an Oregon sticker and only puts EGO up, which is just says ego.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen some pretty creative stickers, some pretty creative words spelled out using the Oregon ducks in the Malotti font. So just getting creative with that. As far as bad one goes, I think as long as you just get it and own it, there really isn't a bad duck vehicular accoutrement.
Yeah, I don't believe there is one. So as long as it's not outlandishly flashy. So that wraps up our questions for the past couple of weeks. We thank everyone for submitting those questions, and please on continuing to submit them.
Facts and answers.
Via the website and the Twitter account. So please keep on submitting.
Thanks,
guys. We enjoy answering them.